All right, it is 9:38. We're coming out of executive session. No decisions were made, so we are back on. Scott's back on.
Yep.
Scott, can you hear us?
I can.
We are back on item under old business discussion and consideration of alternatives for regulating short-term rentals.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion. I make a motion that we go with alternative 5, no cap, but continue to increase enforcement efforts and monitor trends and metrics at least semi-annually. And I would say that, and that's the motion. I'll have some comments afterwards.
Second.
Motion and a second. Rusty, you want to go ahead with your comment for you?
I just think for me, what I've said all along, I am not against caps per se. I think at some point we may see on this island, if we've got some sort of real runaway investment issues going on, that we might want to put the brakes on and do something different. But all along, I've been in favor of us monitoring this situation, putting a method, apparatus in place that we've talked about, where we have someone that's helping us with this, helping us analyze the trends that are going on, and make a decision thoughtfully as we go along, one that can be changed at a moment's notice if it has to, but keeps us on top of the situation where short-term rentals are headed. And if we see a problem, then we can react to it. This particular issue here, I know it's divisive. I know we have a lot of people that are for caps, a lot of people that are against caps. But what I can't get beyond personally is I think that we are doing things, if we install caps right now, that could potentially affect people's property rights negatively, affect their lives, affect their children and grandchildren's lives. And I'm just not in favor of us going in and putting a cap in immediately, but I am in favor of us giving the matter a lot of study, ongoing study, as we go forward.
Jane?
I'm in favor of a cap because I think we've run out of time. There's a tipping point that we'll come to on the island where our short-term rentals will outweigh the permanent community. And we'll set the tone for the island. We'll be an island of renters with some residents rather than an island of residents with some renters. So I think that if we need to slow this process down, if we put a cap on, we can always take it off. My feeling is that our property values will not go down, because usually shortages mean that things go up in value. But that we no longer have a free market operation because of circumstances beyond our control, what is going on everywhere around us off the island. So I firmly believe that we need a cap. If we put a cap on and we see that it's not necessary, that all of these short-term rentals licenses that popped up this past year go away, we can take the cap off. But it's harder to undo. We're not going to be able to keep control of the situation for too much longer. If we don't cap now, then we may not have another chance to be able to do it. So that's enough.
I'd just like to say a couple quick things. I've listened to all of the people that have spoken, and I really appreciate everyone who has come and spoken. And I feel like the two biggest issues for the people that are against caps are issues that we can address through a reasoned cap, and that is allowing 4% people to rent, and that's not just for the 72 days, but allowing, if you have a 4% rental, if you have a 4% property tax, that you can apply for a short-term rental and you can keep it for 3 years. And I feel like that would solve the problem of a lot of people who say they want to go travel, or they want to do, they need to move off the island for a little while, and, you know, there's a lot of options there. I think that would be beneficial to a lot of people. And then the other thing, then just letting 4% people get short-term rentals. So many people have also talked about, why are we going to change? Why do we need to change? Well, change is the one thing that is inevitable. And our world has changed around us. This isn't something, we are the last place that hasn't gotten capped. Mount Pleasant allows like 400 short-term rental licenses. That happened, Jimmy asked earlier today, why are we doing this now? This wasn't a problem 30 years ago. Well, because nobody had a problem with it 30 years ago. Because there was no such thing as VRBO 30 years ago. I mean, it has, the world has changed. Change is constant, and we have to be willing to change with it. We can't just hide our heads in the sand. One other thing I'd like to say is that people that talk about property rights, I mean, we have more restrictions on our property than go look at the ordinances. I mean, it's page after page after page of already restrictions. I can't own a business in my house. I have a guy down the street who just had to apply for a zoning appeal in order to have to use his office as a place to run his painting business. I mean, we can't just do anything we want with our houses. So the property rights thing is is a little bit of a bumper sticker quote, I think. So I think that we're going to regret this if we don't do it. I think the rest has already been said so many times.
No, I just think, this whole thing has been self-inflicted. I'd like to see, I agree with Rusty, if we need to do something later on, we can. But I'd be curious to see what happens in the next 6 months, to see if the rental licenses trend down. I'd be very surprised if they trend up.
Questions, comments?
I would like to say one thing about what Mr. Ward just said, and that is the fact that if they do trend up, right now we've been looking at some caps that are roughly 1/3 of the island, and they're giving some headroom so that people still can get short-term rental licenses. If they do continue to trend up like they are, then we won't have that headroom anymore.
Cole, you want a roll call vote this one? Please.
You need to repeat the motion?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The motion I made was for alternative number 5, no cap, but continue to increase enforcement efforts and monitor trends and metrics at least semi-annually.
Councilmember Bogosian?
Nay.
Councilmember Hahn?
Aye.
Councilmember Myers?
Nay.
Councilmember Ward?
Aye.
Councilmember Streetman?
Aye.
We have no sound or a whole lot of sound.
Councilmember Popson?
Aye.
Councilmember Anderson?
Nay.
Councilmember Pierce?
Nay.
Mayor Pounds?
Aye.
Motion passes.
So I think our next step here, Desiree, I know we've got a sheet in the book or in our packet around kind of next steps and things to consider. Next workshop tonight. Because I think there are things that our staff has spent some time working on from a staffing standpoint, from an enforcement standpoint, a lot of comments that have been made, whether it's staffing, people, software. We took care of a few of those tonight. Council's appetite nowhere on this. We'll do this at our next workshop.
What?
Yeah, we'll do it next workshop.
Are you saying, Mr. Mayor, that to start dealing with what we just passed? I mean,
and how to enforce. Yeah. How to staff has spent time putting these other things to consider together.
The sooner the better.
Yeah.
I just need to keep tracking it.
Yeah, and I don't think a couple of weeks is going to tell us to have this conversation, Desiree, around other items, do you?
No.
There being no further business.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
9:48, off record now.